Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim Adaf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom, and we are now at the final chapter of Masechet Shavuot, Daf Memtet Amud Aleph. As you could see from taking a look at the page, the Perek is again presented with the entire Perek of Mishnayot first, and then the Gemara. You can also see that the Gemara is extremely small, and so we're going to do the first few Mishnayot, jump ahead to the Gemara, to take a look at a piece about the opening Mishnayot, then we'll finish the Mishnayot and look at the very last piece of the Gemara. Arba'a Shomrin Hein, and this is a Mishnah that we're familiar with from Masechet Bava Metzia, there are four Shomrim. The reason this comes up is, of course, because Shvuat HaShomrim is one of the most explicated Shvuah in the Torah and serves as the source for some of the laws of Shvuot that we've already seen. Shomer chinam v'hashoel nosei sachar v'hasocher. Nosei sachar means a what we call a shomer sachar, somebody who is paid to watch. So shomer chinam again is somebody who watches something for free. Shoel is the opposite number, somebody who borrows. Nosei sachar and a socher are respectively a hired watchman and a renter. Okay, shomer chinam nishba al hakol. Shomer chinam swears on everything. What that means is that he will never have to pay, and as long as he takes an oath to the effect that the item was lost or damaged not due to his own negligence, then he will be exempted. Hashoel mishalem et hakol. Hashoel, on the other hand, has to pay for everything. An oath won't help him. Now that's going to set us up for the main topic of this Mishnah, of this series of Mishnayot, which is that any time that a shomer takes an oath, and the effect of that oath is to exempt him from payment, where otherwise he would have been liable, then he's chayav for violating the Shvuah. It's a violation of Shvuah Tepikadon. Otherwise he's not chayav, and we'll see that all laid out. Nosei sachar v'asocher, what about the guys in the middle? Nishpa'in al ha-shvurah v'al ha-shvuyah v'al ha-metah. They take an oath that the animal, or the item, broke down, or was taken captive, or died, in which case they won't pay. But if it was lost or stolen, then they do pay. Now, here we go. Amar lo shomer chinam hechan shon. By the way, let's skip at this point ahead to the Gemara. Mantana arba'a shomrim. Who is the author of a Mishnah that would refer to arba'a shomrim? Nachman Ravu, Rav Meir he. It's Rav Meir. Ravu Rav Nachman, mi'ika tana lately arba'a shomrim. So Rav turned to Rav Nachman and said, is there anybody who doesn't accept the fact that there's four kinds of shomrim? Amar lehachi kamin alach. He said, this is what I meant. Mantana de amar socher kenose sachar dami. Which Tana is it who presented our Mishnah and put a renter in the same class as a hired watchman? And the answer was, Rav Nachman quoted Rav Ravu, Rav Meir hi. Aye, Rav says back, Rav Meir ipcha shamin alay. We learned the opposite, did not. Mishnah Bamatsiya says, socher kitzab nishalayim. A renter pays based on what Rameh Omer, Kishomer Chinam. He pays like a Shomer Chinam, which means he's less liable. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kenosei Sachar. Alright, so it should be flipped. The answer is Rabbi Avua, Ibchatani. Rabbi Avua, who was a major Tana in Rav Nachman's Beit Midrash, had the opposite version. Alright, then that's why Rav Nachman learned it the way he did. Now why, here's the question is, Hani Arba Havu? Everybody agrees there's Arba Shomrim, but there aren't Arba Shomrim. There's three Shomrim. And four different kinds of guys that fit into three groups. There are four kinds of shomrim, but it devolve into three kinds of rulings. Okay, back to the Mishnah. Here are the cases. Amar lo shomer chinam, hechan shori. So if you go to the shomer chinam, where's my ox? Amar lo mate. If he says he died, and he takes an oath to that effect. But reality is, when nishpar, nishpar, nigmav, avad, or nishpar, v'shemeto, nishpar, nigmav, avad, o nishpar, v'shemeto, nishpar, nigmav, avad, o nignav, v'shemeto, nishpar, nishpar, o avad, and there's five kinds of cases, he'll be exempt for all of them. And he said one thing happened, but really another thing happened. Avad, v'shemeto, nishpar, nishpar, nignav, mashpiachani, and the guy administers an oath from Almain, patur. Even though he lied, he's patur because the reality would have exempted him, and his lie and his statement exempts him. Hechan shori, but if he says Amar lo eini yodea ma tasach. I have no idea what you're talking about. V'hu shemeto nishpa nishpa nigna avad, or one of those five things happened to him, but he's denying ever having gotten it. Hashpech lo amein patur. Because again, his statement isn't freeing him. The facts are freeing him from payment. Hechan shori, amar lo avad mishpechani v'amar amein. Let's say he said it got lost, or one of these other claims. But witnesses testify that this Shomer Chinam is enjoying that animal, meaning he's sold it, or in some way he's still using it, then Meshalem et HaKeren, then he has to pay for it. Right? Hodam Yatzmo, if he admitted on his own that he lied, Meshalem Keren v'chomesh v'yasham. Because remember the rule with Peshuat HaPikadon, you're only chay for the Odat Atzmo. Now, Hechan Shori, this is the other possibility. If he in fact stole it, when the guy comes and says, where's my ox? This is all Shomer Chinam. He says it was stolen, and the guy administers an oath. Then, if you have Enim that he stole it, he has to pay Kefal, like a regular Ganav. Hodami Atzmo, if he admitted on his own, Meshalem Keren v'chomesh v'yasham. You don't pay kefil based on your own admission, but you have to pay the chomesh and bring the korban hasham based on your own hodah. Now, amar lechad bashuk heichan shori sheganavta. If you just come up to some guy in the marketplace, meaning not your shomer, and say, you stole my ox, where is it? Hu amar lo ganavti, vadim ito oto sheganavo. He says, I didn't steal it, but we have witnesses that he did. Then, meshalem tashlume kefil. Then there's regular kefil. Tavachu machar, meshalem tashlume v'chamisha. If he slaughtered it or sold it, then he pays the 4 or 5 payment. Okay? Let's say this guy, this guy who really did steal it and didn't admit it, saw that Edim were coming, he says, yes, I stole it, but I didn't do the rest. And then they testify, did the rest. He pays Karen because and the Edim come and testify that he stole it. That's all. He says, I stole it. Then he only pays Karen and not Kefel because a mode of a knas patur. Okay, that's all Shomer Chinam. Now, Amar lo Shoel Echan Shori. You come to Shoel and say, where's my ox? Amar lo Mate. Now, Mate will exempt him. Vushi Nishbao Nishbao Nignavu Avad, Mate would not exempt him. The only Mate, Mate Machmat Malacha. So any of these five, whether he admits to it or not, if he admits to any of these five, he has to pay. And if the reality is something else, he'd have to pay. So he's not helping himself at all. Nishbar v'shemeto nishbar nignav avad. Nishbar v'shemeto nishbar nignav avad. Nignav v'shemeto nishbar nishbar avad. Avad v'shemeto nishbar nishbar nignav. And then, mashpiachani v'yamar amen patur. Hechan shori. But if he says, amarli eni yodeh matasach, I don't know what you're talking about, which means he's trying to get out of paying. But reality is, something happened to the ox. It was stolen. It doesn't matter, but he'd have to pay. Then he's chayav. Now, if you come to a socher or a shomer socher and said, echan shori, this follows either a Yehuda or a Meir, depending which version you say, in which a nosei sachar is like a socher. Either way, just the middle category guy. You come to him and say, where is he? Now remember, in 3 cases, he's patur, in 2 cases, chayav. Nignavi avad is chayav, shura shriyan meta is patur. Amar le mate, vushin shpa unishpa. So again, he lies about what happened, but the reality would exempt him and his lie would exempt him. Nishbar vushin shpa unishpa, nishbar vushameto nishbar. That's one group. Or nignav vushavad, avad vushin nignav. Remember, nignav and avad is both going to pay, so if he says nignav, he'd have to pay. The reality is avad, he'd have to pay. So ashbiacham ramein patur. In other words, if his statement doesn't at all promote his own exemption, then he's patur. Meit o nishpa o nishba. But if in reality, if he says that it died or was taken captive, for instance, vushning navovad, but the reality is something happened that he be chayav for, then he's chayav. Avad o nignav, if the reality was that it was, that he, if his claim, sorry, is avad o nignav, which means he be chayav, but the reality is that something happens patur. Patur, then he's patur. And what's the rule? Zaklal. Kol mishanem michova lechova. If his lie is something that would obligate him, and the reality would obligate him, or the reality would exempt him, and his lie would exempt him, for Ptula Chova, or if his lie would make him culpable. But the reality is he's exempt and patur. He's not chayav for Shvuat HaPikadon. Mechova l'ptur chayav. But if he lies and says something that would exempt him, but the reality is he should pay, then he's chayav. So zeh haklal. Above that, there's a meta klal. If his oath makes things easier for him, they exempt him from payment, he's chayav. Patur. Or if it's even, then he is patur. Okay, back to the Gemara. It's on the same page. Hechan shuri amar le neodem atasach etzer amarav. Chulam p'turin mishvat shomrin v'chayav mishum shvat bitui. Rav says, any of these oaths that we said were your patur, yeah, you're patur from shvat shomrim and everything that comes along with it, but you're chayav shvat bitui because you lied under oath. Shmuel amar af p'turin mishum shvat bitui. Shmuel says you're not chayav for that either. V'maika bipalgi, so what's the machloket? Shmuel savar leita balahaba. Shmuel says, since you can't flip it, remember this from the third parak, since you can't flip your oath to the future, you can't say yiganev, therefore you're not chayav shvuat bitui. Rav savar ite balavahein. Rav says it's flippable within the same time zone to the inverse reality, in which you could take an oath that it wasn't stolen. Vayiflugu b'charazimna, but they already had this machloket way back earlier in the Masechet to Itmar. Shvuash zark ploni tzor layam. If you take an oath that Ploni threw a rock into the sea, not I did, Ploni did, or Shvuah Shalos a rock, or he didn't, Rav Amar Chayav, Rav says you're Chayav for that Shvuah, if it's not true. Shmuel Amar Patur, Rav Amar Chayav, why? De Ite B'Lav Mehen, you could also take an oath he didn't throw it in. Shmuel Amar Patur, why? De Leite B'Lav Ba, it's not flippable to the future. You can't say, taking a Shvuah, that Ploni will throw it in. It's not in your control. So why do we have to have this Machloket replicated? Tzricha, why? De Iyashbinin Baha, if we only had that oath about Ploni, then Bahaka Amarav, I would think that's what Rav says, Yechayev for Shvuat Bitui, Mishum Diminav Shekim Ishtaba. You generated the oath on your own. You just walked in and said, Ploni Zorak Tzoroliam. Aval Bahach, the Beit Din Amashpile, but in our case, where Beit Din is being Mashpia you. And you said that it was stolen, and in reality something else happened, it was lost. Perhaps he agrees with Shmuel that you're not chayev because you didn't generate it yourself. Why? Any shua that dayanim enforce, there's just no shuat bitui there, because shuat bitui is all generated by your own initiative. So then just flip it. If we only had the case of the Zark Tolin Tzoroliyam, if we had our case of dayanim, so just flip it. We would think that Shmuel says you're exempt for Shvuat Bitui only in the case of Tzor Leyam, but not in the case of Shvuat Hayadanim, like Rabbi Ami, therefore Tzricha. Okay. Gufa, sorry, if we only had our case, we'd think this is where Shmuel says you're not Chayav because of Rabbi Ami's consideration. But if only Zark Tzor Leyam, Shmuel might say you are Chayav, therefore we need both. Now Gufa, I'm Rabbi Amikol. Shvuah shnayim mashpinota ein ba mishum shvuat bitui. Any shvuah that is imposed on you by Beit Din, you will not be liable for shvuat bitui if you lied. Why is that? Shenemar o nefesh ki tishavah levatayim zisfatayim. If a person expresses an oath with his own lips, me'atzmo k'dresh lakish. Why damresh lakish? Ki mishtamesh pe'arba'a l'shanot. Ki means four different things. It's a famous statement of Rav Arish Lakish, that the word ki can be interpreted four different ways. E, meaning if, ki yayovel livnei Yisrael, dilma, perhaps, ella, rather, and daha, because. so the way we read it, take a look at Rashi here, ki tishava means if, meaning it's not one that's imposed. But if, so he's reading it as the first Lashon of Rish Lakish, Nefesh Ki Tishava, if a person takes an oath, which means it's not something that's imposed. And therefore, all the laws of Shvuat Bitui only devolve from something that's initiated by the person. Now, Rabbi Lazar Omer, Kulam Pturin Mishvat Shomrin, V'chayavim Mishum Shvuat Bitui, Chutz Mi En Yodeh Amat Asach Teshoel. He agrees with Rav, and says that any case where you lie under oath, and he disagrees with the Rabbi Ami, obviously, and this is issued by the Beit Din, you're still chayav for Shvuat Bitui, except for one. When somebody comes up to the shoel and says, where is the item? And he says, I don't know what you're talking about. that then you're exempt. Ugneva vaveda nosi socher shibasocher shuchayav. Why sharei kafru mamon? So he says, in all of those cases, you're chayiv mishum shvuat bitui. And by the way, the rule is, you're always chayiv, you're always pater from shvuat hashomrim. The only time that you're chayav is when a shoel just denies anything, because otherwise, no matter what the shoel says, he's chayav, unless he says, I don't know what you're talking about. Or gneva vaveda venosi sachar. That sort of sums up our Mishnah, but in summing it up, he then says, like Rav, that you are chayav shvuat bitui in all of those cases. And as Rashi points out, he doesn't need to mention the two other cases that are mentioned in the Mishnah, where you're chayav, which is a shomer chinam, who claims that any of those things happen, and the reality is that he has it, because there the Mishnah explicitly said that if he admitted on his own, he pays to Karen v'chomesh, etc., and because that's the classic Shvuat HaShomrim of Shvuat HaPikadon, where you are chayav as per the Torah's description. Okay, Hadran Alach Arbas Shomrin, again, one podcast for this entire parak, a relatively short parak of Mishnayot and a very short parak of Gemara. Slik ala Masachet Shvuot. Baruch Hashem, we have successfully completed our study of Masachet Shvuot, the delightful Masachet. In the next podcast, we will be beginning our study of Masachet Avodah Zarah. Shakoach to all of the students who together have completed the Masachet. And we will see you in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.